From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Andrea Bates reading Devil's Due by Arliss Adams. Now let's begin with Devil's Due, Chapter 1. An aspiration is a joy forever, a possession as solid as a landed estate. Robert Louis Stevenson. Seattle, May 1971. To merely say I was nervous would have been an understatement. I was scared stiff. When Phantoms of the Square, the musical I co-produced with Miles Jordan, opened to rave reviews in Seattle, we were flying high. The next thing I knew, we signed contracts for a run in Los Angeles, and there was even talk of taking it to New York. But don't get me wrong, that wasn't what scared me. You see, returning to Los Angeles meant I would have to confront my past. Everything I ran away from more than 2 years before, and that was terrifying. Viola, I can't find my green belt! I paced in my bedroom in a frenzy. You know, the wide one with the big gold buckle? Now, Jen, you just settle yourself down a bit. I'm going to find that belt for you. She rummaged in a drawer, and there it was, right where it should have been. Holding out the elusive length of leather, she chuckled, her eyes like bright brown buttons in that dear wrinkled mahogany face. You are in one big turmoil. A body would think you never packed a suitcase before. Now settle down. You're going to do just fine. You'll only be gone 3 weeks. Taking the belt from her, I rolled it up, then tucked it into the case. What would I do without you, Viola? Los Angeles. The vision played in my mind's eye. I never wanted to be that scared again. Thanks to the quick thinking of my...